of storytelling. What makes the Urantia book particularly compelling is the remarkable depth of its storytelling. The text avoids vague metaphors or overly abstract ideas, instead offering meticulously detailed descriptions of celestial structures, spiritual hierarchies, and cosmic processes. Havona, for example, is not just depicted as a perfect realm, but as a specific and stabilized entity, firmly positioned at the center of existence. This level of detail brings a tangible richness to the narrative, inviting readers to engage with its vision of the universe as a carefully ordered system. The storytelling further stands out in the way it weaves interconnected narratives. The life of Jesus is not presented in isolation, but is intricately tied to the broader cosmic story, demonstrating how individual lives can mirror universal principles. Similarly, the evolution of the seven superuniverses is closely linked to the development of spiritual beings and the unfolding destiny of mortals, creating a narrative that is both expansive and deeply personal. Another notable feature of the book is its internal consistency. Despite the complexity of its ideas, the Urantia book maintains coherence across its spiritual, philosophical, and cosmological elements. Each concept reinforces the others, suggesting a deliberate and thoughtful effort to construct a cohesive worldview. This consistency not only enhances its credibility as a comprehensive framework, but also adds to its appeal as a profound exploration of existence. Questions of validity. The holistic nature of the Urantia book naturally raises questions about its validity. While we lack direct evidence to conclusively prove or disprove its claims, we can still analyze its depth and coherence as a form of storytelling or a philosophical framework. One of the first questions to consider is whether a work of this complexity could have been fabricated. The sheer interconnectedness of its narrative and the intricacy of its cosmological vision make it difficult to dismiss as mere fiction. If it were a fabrication, it would have required an extraordinary level of creativity, intelligence, and effort to construct something so vast and internally consistent. Another consideration is whether the Urantia book resonates with known truths. Certain aspects align with universal human values, such as the emphasis on love, growth, and purpose. Its descriptions of cosmic order and spiritual evolution often echo themes found in other religious and philosophical traditions, which suggests that its ideas may tap into shared patterns of human thought and intuition. Finally, there is the question of whether the book's claims can be tested. Many of its assertions, such as the structure of the universe or the nature of celestial beings, are beyond the scope of current scientific validation. However, its philosophical and ethical insights can be examined through personal experience, cultural comparisons, and engagement with other frameworks. While direct testing of its metaphysical claims may remain elusive, the broader ideas it presents provide plenty of ground for exploration and reflection.